Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by a regular here on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program, the Senior Community Manager there for Relay for Life. She works especially with Guthrie County, and there's a couple of big events coming up you won't want to miss, and a couple of things that we want to talk about other than that. So, Kim, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, let's talk about the event coming up next Friday, the St. Paddy's Day event, Kiss the Blarney Stone Bowling Tournament. Kind of talk about that.
It's our second annual Relay for Life 9-pin Handicap Individuals Bowling Tournament. It's going to be at the Incredible on Friday, March 16th. And it's an individual tournament, so you don't have to bring a team, so bring as many people as you'd like. $25, and we have three times that people can come in, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. And we just ask everybody get there about 30 minutes prior to bowling. And, you know, we're going to have a fun game. There's going to be cash prizes. We're going to also have information on Relay for Life. So if you want to have a team for the actual Relay for Life event and you don't know how to get registered, or you have questions on Relay and just want to learn more about it, you know, stop in that night and just come in and visit with us, and we'll answer any questions anybody has, as well as having a great time. And we are going to be also having a costume contest for each of those three times for bowling. So get your green on.
So you're saying that I could actually win something since I'm terrible at bowling?
Yes. If you're terrible at bowling, but you still want to bowl, dress crazy green, and you could win a prize.
You got another event coming up that you want to get out there. It's a Survivors Celebration.
Yeah.
Kind of talk more about that.
We're going to be having our Survivor and Caregiver Celebration on Wednesday, April 18th at the Guthrie County Hospital at Sneakers Cafe, starting at 6 p.m. And this is a great opportunity for cancer survivors and their loved ones to come, and we honor them that night. We're going to have some excellent entertainment from the Panorama High School. Again, we will have relay information there, as well as luminarias, four prizes. You know, we just hope everybody will come out.
It's a great organization that we've got here. And speaking of great, we've got a great event coming up this summer, the annual Relay for Life. And you introduced a little bit of a portion of that event. Why don't you talk about the camping out to kick out cancer?
So we're kind of switching it up this year for the 2018 Relay for Life at Guthrie County. We are going to be having our event down at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds Event Center. And we have seen so many challenges with weather over these last few years. You know, we've decided the Guthrie County Fairgrounds would be a perfect place to have this. We're going to have it in the event center where, of course, it's going to be air-conditioned, and rain or shine, we will have it. We're going to still have our dinner, you know, a silent auction, pie auction, as well as activities. We're going to be figuring out a way for people to be able to still walk if they want to walk. We'll still have our, you know, opening ceremonies, honoring survivors, you know, recognizing teams and sponsors, as well as luminarias. And at the end of our evening, we're going to be hosting a concert at the grandstands. Pale Moons will be performing starting at 8:30 p.m. And it will be $10 a person to get in, and survivors get in free. So, you know, we just really hope that the public will come out to support the relay. And if you can't get there for the relay between 4 and 8, come down for the Pale Moons. That is Chad Elliott and Anna Kapaska. And they just do a beautiful job. And they will be performing under the stars as well as the luminarias. So it should be just a really neat evening. And we're inviting everybody to camp. You know, that is Father's Day weekend, so that's where we got the camping out kick cancer. There are going to be activities on Saturday. There will be a bags tournament, and then there could possibly be an event that evening sponsored by the Guthrie County Fair Board, but that information has not been released yet or confirmed. But there's going to be a lot of great things going on that weekend in Guthrie Center at the fairgrounds.
Well, I got to tell you, Kim, you've got something for everybody. You know, a nice concert under the romantic evening stars. Bring your significant other. You know, bring your dad out for Father's Day. Do some camping. Bring your friends out. Challenge them to a bags tournament. My goodness, I mean, this is for everybody.
It is. And, you know, and it's all in the spirit of supporting our survivors here in Guthrie County and fighting cancer. And so, you know, all of us have been touched by cancer, so it's just going to be a great weekend.
Fabulous. And one more thing here before we let you go here on Let's Talk Guthrie County. This month is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. So other than those classic screenings for those 50 and older men and women, any tips or anything you suggest as we look particularly at colon cancer?
You know, the thing with colon cancer, it is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. with men and women combined. And it is highly preventable, detectable, and treatable. And many people with precancerous conditions or early colon cancer don't know it. And that is why screening is so important. Screening tests can find precancerous polyps, which can be removed, you know, preventing cancer from developing. And if the test finds early colon cancer, treatment has a high success rate. So there is, you know, some really easy tests that can be done that's affordable. And, you know, the best thing you can do is, you know, talk to your doctor. If you're 50 or older, you know, reach out to your physician and talk to them about it and get screened for colon cancer because, you know, this is one that is so easily preventable.
Fantastic. All great things there from Kim Durst, Senior Community Manager out there at Relay for Life. Kim, anything else you want to get out there?
You know, we just appreciate everyone here in Guthrie County and the incredible support they show our survivors. And there's so many great things happening. And these services do come right back to our Guthrie County survivors. There's great research happening here in Iowa at the University of Iowa and Iowa State University. Just thank you so much for all you do.
Once again, that's Senior Community Manager Kim Durst from Relay for Life joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Kim, it's always a pleasure.
It's great talking to you, too.
Absolutely. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.